Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. Today we continue our two-part discussion with Warren Cultural Center Executive Director Ken Seide. Today we talk about upcoming events in 2018 and Ken's departure from the Warren Cultural Center. Now let's talk maybe about a couple of the events coming up here. What can patrons at the Warren Cultural Center see at the center here in the next couple of months to open up 2018?
As I always like to point out to people, we really try for a variety of entertainment here. So we start off in January. You know, it's cold outside, but we're going to heat up the place with a band from Des Moines called Hot Tamale and the Red Hots. They're a blues rock band. They're very popular in the Des Moines area, play a lot of blues tunes, very entertaining. Lead singer Cindy Grill, great musicians in that band. We're going to set up the auditorium club style, meaning we'll have tables and chairs set up. We'll have room for a dance floor so people can enjoy that. So a real kind of blues club atmosphere for that show. That's going to be on Saturday, January 27th. That's Hot Tamale and the Red Hots. When we get into February then, variety is the key word here. The Warren Cultural Center then will go from that blues rock band to we will be presenting the University of Iowa Orchestra presented at Nottoway Valley High School. We're bringing them in. We've always had a good relationship with the university and their classical music program. We have had string quartets. We've had trios. We even had a small chamber orchestra that fit in our space here. But this is a unique opportunity. We will have the 80-piece orchestra coming here to Greenfield. Much too big for our stage. We're working with the school to present that show. That's on Friday, February 23rd, the University of Iowa Orchestra at the high school. The plan time for the public performance there is 7 o'clock, and admission for that is by donation. So I hope that people will turn out. This is really an opportunity to hear world-class musicians, an 80-piece orchestra here in Southwest Iowa. So that's in February. In March, on March 3rd, we're going to celebrate our 6th anniversary from when we opened. We're a little early from previous years, so March 3rd is our anniversary date. We'll have a dinner, we'll have a program for that, and then we'll have entertainment. The entertainment for that evening is a cabaret singer and her trio from Omaha. Her name is Mary Carrick, and she's going to be singing a lot of popular tunes, Great American Songbook, Hit Parade sort of songs. From, you know, back into the 30s and 40s, into the 50s. She's got a great voice. Again, some great talent on our stage for that. That's March 3rd. And then on March 24th, we have some talent coming from the Twin Cities area. A singer named Colleen Ray and her trio are going to present the Girl Singers of the Hit Parade. So these are songs from the 50s. The popular singers of that day, you know, the Lennon Sisters, that style of music. That's going to be a great show on March 24th.
Well, you got a lot of great things coming up if you are interested in checking out the Warren Cultural Center. I know there's something going on all the time, so be sure to check those events out and head to the website to check more information. And Ken, just lastly here, you've been with the Cultural Center for a number of years, but you have decided to take a new step forward in your life adventure and to check out a new area, so to speak, and help a new project. So I just kind of want to give you this time to share any memories you have from the past few years here at the Cultural Center and to let the people of Greenfield and the patrons of the center know what you'll be doing here in the future.
Yeah, thanks for that opportunity. I will be leaving in the next week to take a new position as the executive director of the Bricker Price Block Restoration Project in Earlham. So I'm moving just up the road to a project that in many ways is similar to what the Opera House was here in Greenfield. It's a historic building in downtown Earlham that is being renovated, brought back to life. It's going to be a social club, have a restaurant there. We'll be doing programming, presenting, art classes, a variety of things there. So I'm hoping that I can take all the lessons that I've learned from here at the Warren Cultural Center over the past 6 years, almost 6 years that I've been here in this position, and apply those to a new project. And I trust that that's going to help revitalize another small town in Iowa, just as we have seen the Opera House have some great effects here on the Greenfield Town Square, you know, becoming a destination for people coming to shows, for art exhibits, and bringing some new life to our town square. I hope that we do the same there in Earlham. And I do want to say thank you to all of the volunteers that I have worked with here. This is a big place. There's no way I could have ever done everything that has happened here by myself. My board, the long list of volunteers that help with shows and in many other ways, I appreciate their support. And I appreciate the community support for this place. First of all, just bringing it back to life, saving the building, refurbishing it to the beautiful venue that it is right now, and then patronizing it by coming to our shows and events. So I say thank you for all of that. I won't be too far away, so I will still be attending some shows. I plan to in the future. I want to see some of these great acts that I've been able to book. I want to come and enjoy those shows, and then going to work just up the road a little ways.
Fabulous. Well, once again, that's Ken Seide, the director for another few days here at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Ken, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.